This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve has a lot of valuable stuff on its books. After all, it bought trillions of securities from banks. But could something designed as stimulus turn into nasty inflation down the road? As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has been telling us this week, the Fed has a plan.
Yesterday, we talked about how the Fed can set interest rates in new ways for certain banks. So, you know, if down the road inflation becomes a problem, it can raise rates for those banks to deal with it. But there is a problem. A significant part of our financial system isn't banks. It's other things like hedge funds or money market mutual funds. And for them, the Fed needs a different tool to set interest rates. And here it is. I present to you
reverse repo.
Now, on a scale of 1 to sexy, repo sounds, you know, negative 10, but
the repo market's actually a very, very critical part of the money markets.
That is Frederick Mishkin, by the way. He teaches at Columbia's Graduate School of Business, and here is how it works. When a big financial institution wants to, say, make a loan, but it doesn't quite have enough cash to do it, it'll basically go to a pawn shop. Welcome to Sabri's Repo Pawn Shop. How may I help you?
Hi, Sabri. It's Bank of Stacy. Can I pawn these bonds? I want to take the cash and lend it to my friend, who is going to pay me 5% interest, but please save the bonds because I want them back later.
The financial institution pawns its bonds for cash, and it'll repurchase the bonds back later. That's why it's called repo. But the bottom line is the repo market is like a pawn shop for financial institutions, and it helps them lend. So what's reverse repo? It's what you do to get financial institutions like the Bank of Stacy not to lend to her friend so much because it's causing inflation. Here's how you do it.
Bank of Stacy.
Hey, Bank of Stacy. This is Sabri's Federal Reserve Pawn Shop. Listen, just forget about your friend, okay? How about you lend that money to me instead? Here is some of my bonds as collateral, and I will pay you 10% interest.
What about my friend?
Can she pay 10% interest? I don't think so. So if you could just give me that cash. Thank you. See what I did there? I kept the Bank of Stacy from lending for a month. Or at least if she's going to lend, it'll have to be to someone who pays more interest than me. That is reverse repo. It's a way of asking not just banks, but all kinds of financial institutions to lend at higher interest rates. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.